So, what is causeless mercy, and does the causeless mercy through Guru, or can it come without initiation also?
And then also, how we can qualify ourselves.
Okay, how can we qualify ourselves for it? Prabhupada gave the example of once they were going on a morning walk, and there were some ducks in a lake, and there's a man who was feeding those ducks, and there's one particular duck which is quacking very loudly. And it's quacking loudly. This man was feeding that duck more. So Prabhupada said, this is causeless mercy. She says, the man is completely free to give the crumbs of bread or the eatables, food, to whichever duck he wants. But because this duck is begging so much, man is giving. So in a sense, if we see the activity of mercy, as it's causeless in the sense that it is nothing within us that makes us qualified for it. See, by when you say qualified, by qualified we means we can demand it. I'm qualified, you have to give it to me now. But in that sense we are never qualified, because we always fallen. The person is not obliged to give the ducks any bread at all. So like that, Krishna is not obliged. But when we endeavor, by our endeavor, we show Krishna our desire. It is not our endeavor which attracts, which forces Krishna to give mercy. It is not our endeavor that makes us qualified to get mercy. Endeavor simply attracts Krishna's attention, and Krishna will inspire to give mercy. So in that sense, we don't qualify, but we do show Krishna our desire through our actions. So Prabhupada was asked that, do you love all your disciples equally? People said yes. And he said, but if someone comes forward to take responsibility, I reciprocate. Like parents, they love all their children equally. But then if in their home, all the home responsibilities, in their work at home, if there's a child who's helpful, who takes it, naturally the parents feel more connected with their child. So there's a reciprocation over there. So, Krishna, the mercy is causeless. But by our endeavor, we can attract Krishna's mercy. We don't qualify for it, we can't demand it, but we can attract it. Now, as far as does mercy come only through the spiritual master, we should see that, or not come through without initiation. Krishna's mercy is not limited. It can come through anyone, anytime. And Krishna does not have a attendance sheet to see whether you attended the initiation ceremony or not, then I'll give you mercy, otherwise I'll not give you mercy. It's not like that. Krishna is not a legalistic God. But the point is, initiation is a way we show our commitment to Krishna. It's a part of our endeavor. So it's not that if I'm not initiated, I get no mercy. And now I have initiated, now I've got my passport to Vaikuntha. It's not like that. It's not like that. It is, initiation is a external, is a practice, it's a ceremony which signifies a commitment to serious endeavor. So it's a part of the process, and it's a commitment to serious endeavor. That's what we do at the time of initiation. So it's the endeavor which attracts Krishna's mercy. And Krishna's mercy comes through the Guru, but you have to understand, Guru is not one. There are Diksha Guru, there are Shiksha Gurus. So in the community of devotees, we can get Krishna's mercy from various sources. And we just try to serve Krishna, we try to serve devotees according to our capacity, and the mercy will come. So as devotees, we focus not so much on, you know, it's not that, you know, I serve my spiritual master and I neglect everyone else. My spiritual master calls me, so when the spiritual master calls me, I just push everyone aside, you know, get out of the way, my spiritual master is calling me. Well, it's not like that, you know. We have to see that Krishna manifests in various ways. Yes, prominently the manifestation is through a spiritual master, but we can serve Krishna in various ways, and we can get Krishna's mercy from various sources. So when we basically have an attitude of service, then technicalities don't matter so much. No, the spiritual master also is meant to inspire us infuse us with the attitude of service. So if we have the desire to serve, sometimes we may get to serve the spiritual master directly. Sometimes we may get to serve the spiritual master indirectly through serving other devotees who are associated with the spiritual master. Sometimes we may serve the spiritual master or a little more indirectly by serving the community of which we are a part, the organization of which we are a part. It doesn't matter so much. Ultimately, the spiritual master represents Krishna. And Krishna can receive our service from any source. But we get special guidance, special connection that happens to the spiritual master. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.